Today, we're going to talk about how to motivate yourself in English when you'd rather be doing anything else. Are you ready to dive into the magical world of English, but you find yourself often saying, meh, maybe tomorrow? Well, fear not. Today, we're tackling the age-old dilemma, how to motivate yourself to study or practice English even when your couch is calling your name and your favorite show just released a new season. Yes, even then. So today we're talking about the power of understanding your why, setting smart goals, making learning fun, creating a routine, celebrating your wins, finding a study buddy, and more good stuff. So let's dive in. Let's start with a little secret that might just be the key to unlocking your English learning potential. Every superhero in those thrilling comic books and movies has an origin story, a reason they became who they are. Guess what? Your journey in learning English is no different. It's time to put on your detective hat and ask yourself that crucial question: why do I want to learn English? Now, this isn't just any old question. Knowing your why is like having your own personal cheerleader, keeping you motivated even on your laziest days. Asking yourself why is about diving deep into your dreams and aspirations. Is it the allure of traveling the globe, where English opened doors in every corner from the bustling streets of New York City to the serene landscapes of New Zealand? Or perhaps it's about enjoying Hollywood blockbusters, British dramas, or Australian thrillers without the barrier of subtitles, experiencing them as the creators intended? Or could it be about those catchy pop songs that get stuck in your head? Yes, we all know Despacito has its own rhythm, but understanding the lyrics of chart toppers like Taylor Swift's narrative-rich songs or Bruno Mars' upbeat tunes can be a game changer. Or maybe it's about connecting with people from different cultures, sharing stories and experiences in a language that links us all together. It might even be for practical reasons, perhaps advancing in your career, where English is not just a skill, but a powerful tool that opens up a world of opportunities. Or it could be a personal challenge, a quest to conquer a language that has intrigued you since you heard your very first English word. Maybe you love K-dramas and you decide to learn English to understand those English subtitles better. Next time you're feeling unmotivated, just imagine chatting about your favorite dramas with friends from around the world in fluent English. Pretty cool, right? Knowing your why is like having a beacon of light on those days when motivation seems like a distant memory. It's the fuel that keeps your engine running, even when the road gets bumpy. On days when you'd rather binge watch your favorite series or play video games, remembering your why pulls you back, reminding you of the bigger picture and the sweet rewards that await at the end of this journey. So what's your why? Find it, embrace it, and let it guide you through the fascinating adventure of learning English. It's not just about learning a language. It's about unlocking a world of endless possibilities. Now let's talk goals. Crucial component in your English language learning odyssey. Picture this, the majestic Mount Everest, towering and awe-inspiring. Climbing it is a feat that requires not just strength, but also strategy and incremental steps. Similarly, mastering the intricacies of English is a journey, not a race. It's about setting those small, achievable goals, ensuring each step forward is solid and meaningful. Consider this. Saying I'll be fluent in a month is like planning to scale Everest in a week. Ambitious? Absolutely. Realistic? Not so much. Instead, try a more manageable approach. Start with, I'll learn 5 new words today. It might seem modest, but remember, even the most complex structures are built one brick at a time. These small wins are victories in their own right. Each new word that you learn and internalize is a step up your personal Mount Everest. Think about the satisfaction when you recognize these words in a conversation, in a movie, or in a book. This is the real joy of learning, right? Seeing your progress in action. And don't stop there. Once you're comfortable with 5 words a day, maybe add a phrase or a simple grammar rule. Gradually increase your goals as you gain confidence. This incremental approach keeps you motivated and prevents burnout. It's like training for a marathon. You start with short runs and gradually increase the distance over time. What's more, small goals allow for flexibility. Life can be unpredictable, right? Some days are jam-packed and others are more relaxed. On busy days, a small goal feels achievable. On quieter days, surpassing it gives a fantastic boost to your confidence. It's about customizing your learning to fit your life, not squeezing your life into your learning. Remember, language learning is a journey with ups and downs. There will be days when even a small goal seems daunting. It's okay. The key is consistency. Keep at it, and you'll see how these small bricks build a strong foundation for your English skills. Imagine you're a chef learning English. Today's goal, learn 5 new cooking-related words and expressions. Tomorrow, you might create a recipe in English. See how these small steps lead to a delicious victory? It's about taking these small incremental steps towards success. By setting small achievable goals, you turn the daunting, scary, overwhelming task of mastering English into a series of manageable, satisfying victories. Each little win propels you forward, keeps you motivated, and builds a sense of accomplishment. So set your goals, embrace the journey, and watch as you climb your own linguistic Mount Everest one step at a time. All right, let's face it. The thought of learning English doesn't always get you jumping out of bed with excitement. I get it. But here's a little secret for you. It doesn't have to be a dreary task of memorizing endless grammar rules and vocabulary. You know I'm not a great fan of memorization because it doesn't really work. English learning doesn't have to be a snooze fest. Mix in some fun. In fact, you can have a blast while learning. How, you ask? Well, by simply introducing a hefty dose of fun. Think about this. When was the last time you watched a movie and got so engrossed in the story that you forgot you were actually sitting on your couch? Well, guess what? Watching movies in English can be both an escape and a fantastic learning tool. You're not just being entertained, you're soaking in pronunciation, new words, and how native L1 speakers actually talk. Spoiler, it's not like the robotic voices in language learning apps. And hey, who doesn't love music? Whether you're into the catchy beats of pop, the soulful melodies of R&B, or the head-banging vibes of rock, listening to English songs is like a language lesson with a rhythm. So sing along to your favorite tunes, and before you know it, you'll be picking up phrases and improving your pronunciation left and right. And if I'm being honest, probably your dance moves too. But guess what? There's more. Are you a gamer at heart? Turn your gaming passion into a learning experience by switching your video games to English. Not only will you be saving virtual worlds or scoring goals, but you'll also be immersing yourself in English, reading instructions, following storylines, and maybe even chatting with other players from around the globe. So it's a win-win. Your gaming skills and English skills leveling up together. So here's the thing, my friends. When you mix learning with activities you already love, it doesn't feel like studying. It feels like you're just enjoying your regular hobbies, but with a side of English. It's sneaky? Sure, but oh so effective. Plus, it keeps your interest piqued. And when you're interested, you learn better and you retain more. So the next time you think of studying English, don't imagine a dull textbook. Instead, picture a thrilling movie night, a jam session with your favorite English songs, karaoke anyone, or an adventurous gaming marathon, all in the name of learning English. You're not just passively absorbing, you're actively engaging with the language in a way that feels natural and fun. Incorporating these enjoyable activities into your English language learning journey not only breaks the monotony, but also provides a more holistic and authentic grasp of the language. You get to experience English in its natural habitat, in stories, songs, and even in the throes of an epic video game battle. Think about your favorite English song. Have you ever tried singing along? Not only is it a blast, but you'll also improve your pronunciation and learn new expressions. So go ahead, mix in that fun. Make English a part of the things you love and watch as learning becomes less of a chore and more of an exciting part of your daily life. Who said learning can't be fun? Certainly not us. I want to chat about something super important in your English learning journey. Consistency. It's like the secret ingredient in your grandma's favorite recipe. Without it, things just aren't the same. I'm a big fan of consistency because you know what? Time and time again, it works. It really, really works. So here's the good news. You don't need to chain yourself to a desk with a strict military-style timetable to be consistent. It's really all about finding a routine that fits snugly into your life, like the perfect pair of jeans. Think about it. Maybe you're a morning person who's up with the birds. Why not turn those first few peaceful minutes into your English time? While you're waiting for your coffee to brew, or your toast to pop, or your eggs to scramble, you could practice some English phrases or listen to a quick podcast. It's a great way to wake up your brain, and hey, you're learning English before you even fully wake up. That's pretty cool. Or maybe you're the night owl type, where evenings are your prime time. Well, how about turning those quiet hours before bed into a cozy English session? Review some vocabulary, write in an English journal, or unwind with an English audiobook. It's like a bedtime story, but you're also building your language skills. And let's not forget those little pockets of time during the day, those transition moments where we go from one activity to the next. Stuck in traffic or on a bus, plug in an English audiobook or some English songs. Waiting in line at the grocery store, whip out your phone and learn a few new words or phrases. It's about making English a natural part of your day, not something extra that you have to squeeze in. Now, here's a crucial bit, finding your groove and sticking to it. Just like your favorite coffee blend or that one song that always gets you in a good mood, find a learning routine that feels right for you. Not for your best friend, not for your brother or sister, but for you. Maybe it's 10 minutes in the morning and 10 at night. Maybe it's an English movie every Friday night. Maybe it's 3 hours a day. The key is to be consistent with it. And remember, consistency isn't about quantity. It's about quality. So 10 focused minutes of learning can be more effective than 1 hour of distracted, half-hearted effort. It's like going to the gym. Regular short workouts can be more effective over time than infrequent long sessions that you do every once in a while. Consistency also builds a habit, and habit formation is key to success. The more you integrate English into your daily routine, the more natural it becomes. Soon, you won't even have to think about it. Learning English will just be a regular part of your day, like checking your emails or brushing your teeth or making your breakfast. I really do emphasize the importance of figuring out a routine that you can keep consistent, that works for you. So like I said, let's say you're more productive, creative, and focused later in the day or at night. Instead of forcing yourself to study in the morning or be a morning person, use those quiet evening hours to cozy up with your English book or write in your English journal, because it's all about making English fit into your life, not the other way around. So don't stress about carving out huge chunks of time. Instead, focus on those small, consistent practices that fit into your life. And before you know it, these little bits of daily practice in English will add up, and you will be amazed at how much progress you've made. Consistency is key, and once you find your rhythm, stick to it. Your future fluent self will thank you. Well, now we're ready to talk about one of the most enjoyable parts of learning English. Do you know what that is? Celebrating your progress. Every step forward deserves a celebration. It's crucial to acknowledge and celebrate every milestone, no matter how small it may seem. Remember, every step forward in your language learning journey is an achievement worth cheering for. These rewards make the journey sweeter and more motivating. Think about it. You've just finished a particularly tough English lesson. Maybe you've finally gotten the hang of those tricky irregular verbs, or perhaps you've mastered challenging pronunciation. Imagine you've finally understood the past perfect tense. All of that is a big deal. So celebrate by watching an English movie without subtitles. Laugh, cry, and enjoy the moment. You've earned it. Remember to celebrate those small wins. Why not reward yourself? Indulge in your favorite snack, maybe a piece of chocolate or a handful of chips, or how about treating yourself to an episode or two of that TV series that you've been hooked on? It's not just relaxation, it's well-deserved celebration of your hard work. But celebrations don't always have to be about food or TV. They can also be about giving yourself some quality time too. Perhaps you can unwind with a relaxing bath, a short walk in the park, or some quiet time with a good book. In English, of course. These moments of enjoyment are not only rewards, but they also recharge your batteries. They're a type of self-care. So you come back to your studies feeling refreshed and motivated. And here's another fun idea. Make a progress chart or jar where you add a note or a token for each milestone you reach. Watching your progress visually pile up can be incredibly satisfying and motivating because you see how far you've come. When you hit a significant milestone, like finishing a chapter of an English book or having a full conversation without stumbling over your words, you could plan a bigger reward, like a night out with friends or even a small trip. Celebrating your progress also keeps your motivation high because it's a reminder of how far you've come and a boost to keep you moving forward. These little rewards make the learning process more enjoyable and less of a grind. They transform your journey from a series of lessons to a path sprinkled with little joys and victories. So, my friends, don't forget to pat yourself on the back and celebrate each step you take in learning English. These moments of celebration make the journey sweeter, more memorable, and far more motivating. After all, learning a new language is not just about reaching the destination, because we spend more time in the journey than at the destination. So I really do encourage you to enjoy the journey. Everything's better with friends, right? Including learning English. There's something special about sharing the journey of language learning with someone else. It's not just about improving your speaking and listening skills. It's about building connections, sharing experiences, and growing together. So why not find a study buddy or join a language exchange group? It's a really fun way to add some fun to your learning process, and you get to practice real conversation skills. Having a study partner or being part of a language exchange community can turn the sometimes solitary task of language learning into a shared adventure. It's like having a fitness buddy, but for your brain. You and your language learning partner can motivate each other, set joint goals, and hold each other accountable. You're there to cheer each other on during the highs and offer support during the lows. And let's talk about the power of a community in learning English. When you join an English community, you immerse yourself in a diverse environment where everyone is united by the same goal, mastering communication in English. This community becomes a rich resource for exchanging tips, sharing resources, and offering insights. You'll hear different accents, learn from various cultural perspectives, and see the English language in its colorful, global context. In such communities, you also experience the joy of helping others. As you share your own knowledge and tips, you reinforce your own learning. And there's something incredibly satisfying about seeing others succeed with your help. Plus, a little friendly competition in these groups can be a great motivator. Who will learn those new phrases first? Who can hold a conversation the longest? This kind of playful competition keeps the learning process engaging and dynamic. Imagine you and a friend are both trying to master English. You challenge each other with weekly vocabulary contests or take turns practicing speaking on different topics. And when you stumble upon peculiar words, quirky idioms, or even homographs like tear and tear, they're spelled the same, T-E-A-R, right? Tear can be something dripping down your face from your eye when you cry, or tear when you tear a piece of paper. You can't help but laugh together. English, you're so weird, becomes a shared joke. turning frustration into fun. The beauty of learning with a buddy or a community is in the shared experiences. You're not just learning a language, you're building friendships, understanding different cultures, and expanding your world and your worldviews. You learn to communicate, not just in terms of language, but in understanding and in empathy. The power of a community in language learning and communication cannot be overstated. It's a support system, a motivational boost, and a social network all rolled into one. So go ahead, find your tribe, join a group, or pair up with a friend. Embrace the communal aspect of learning English. It makes the journey more enjoyable, enriching, and most importantly, effective. Together, you'll discover that the path to mastering English is much more enjoyable when walked with friends. Well, guess where else you can find a study buddy, a conversation partner, a chatmate, and a community? Well, our very own Explorning Academy. This is our community and online professional development platform. So now is as good a time as any to tell you about this amazing resource, Explorning Academy. Our self-guided yet fully supported communication and language community is tailored specifically for professional development and personal growth. This unique platform offers a blend of autonomy and guidance, allowing you to steer your journey while also having access to a wealth of resources and expert support. Whether you're looking to refine your business communication skills, your social skills and conversational English skills, enhance your professional vocabulary, or simply gain confidence in your workplace and social interactions, our community provides the tools and support that you need. With a variety of interactive modules, real-world scenarios, and a network of fellow professionals, you'll find an environment that's not only enriching, but also aligned with your career aspirations. And in addition to the self-guided resources, we also offer an exclusive small group coaching program designed for collective learning and deeper engagement. Meeting multiple times a week via video calls, this program offers you the opportunity to work closely with me and a small, dedicated group of peers who are so much fun to be with. These sessions are a space to hone your communication skills, receive personalized feedback, and engage in meaningful practice. You'll be able to work on specific areas of interest, from delivering impactful presentations, mastering the elevator pitch, and mastering the art of networking, just to name a few, all while building a supportive network. This blend of individual attention and group interaction creates a dynamic learning environment that accelerates your professional language development and enhances your confidence and your communicative competence. Finally, remember it's okay to take breaks. Feeling overwhelmed? Take a break. Your English won't disappear overnight. Sometimes a little rest is all you need to come back stronger. Imagine you're a marathon runner. You wouldn't run every day without rest, right? Your brain is the same. Give it a breather and watch how your motivation bounces back, ready for more English action. So there you have it, my friends. Take all of these strategies into consideration, practice them and make them your own, and you will see you reach social fluency and keep that motivation strong. If you derived value for this lesson and enjoyed it, please give it a thumbs up, a like, and share it with friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel and follow our podcast. And if you are listening on Spotify or Apple, on Apple, leave us a review. And on Spotify, you can leave us stars. So up to 5 stars. That would be amazing. And I will see you very soon for our next one. Bye.